put forward programmes for the restructuring of the government in other areas. But if you're telling me it's difficult to get these savings, of course it is. It will be difficult. But the Conservatives are promising that they'll get an extra $12 billion on top of that without even explaining how they will do it. And that's where the argument's going to go.
Let's talk about you personally in the last minute or so of this interview. Politics has been your life.
No, it hasn't, obviously. Actually.
Well, all right.
Politics has been a huge part of your life. I started off as an academic. I started off as a teacher.
Politics has been your life for a very long time now.
It's been very much part of what I've done because I wanted to be in public service.
Okay. The question was, if you lose this election, and it's down to the electorate, of course, to decide, not you or me, but if you lose it, can you cope without being politics at the level of being in politics?
I've written half a dozen books. I do speeches about things other than politics. I'm fascinated by other issues, but I'm here
to win. So you could become an academic?
I wouldn't be an academic.
I like an author.
I like writing, but I'm here with one purpose. That is to serve my country. It's the only It's the only thing I want to do, and I want to help build this economy again, and I also want to help defend and protect our mainline public services.
And would you stay in for the full 5 years? Because Peter Mandelson seemed to suggest that perhaps you wouldn't. He said they go 5 or 4 or 3. It's not really my position to tell him. Gordon will make his choice. What are you going to do? You're going to stay for 5 years?
I was going to stay as long as you, but we'll leave that a mystery as well.
So if I leave next year, you'll be out.
I'll be standing for the next 5 years.
You'll be standing just like Tony Blair said he would.
I'll be standing for the next 5 years.
Gordon Brown, many thanks.